From Tidbits on July 21st, 2008, this is the audio version of MSN Music Doesn't Kill Future Playability of Purchased Tracks, written by Glenn Fleischman. Microsoft blinked on its way to terminating the future capability to play music purchased from the defunct MSN Music Store. On August 31, 2008, the company had planned to pull the plug on its authorization servers, the back-end systems that are required for music owners to change the set of machines on which their purchased music is allowed to play. Computers that were already authorized to play music would still be able to play the music, however. Microsoft wasn't planning to use what's called self-help and disable existing rights and authorizations. See, thank you for not playing, Microsoft expires DRM'd music, April 30, 2008. The company backpedaled a few weeks ago and said that it will keep its authorization systems running until at least the end of 2011. Microsoft faced a storm of media and user criticism over the move, which was nearly the worst-case scenario for those who opposed restrictive digital rights management. The worst case is when all music playing rights would expire, not just the right of transfer and authorization. It was clear to observers that Microsoft could also have faced class action lawsuits given the large number of purchasers, the lack of alternatives except ripping and burning discs, degrading the music quality, and the unilateral action. Judges are increasingly handing down negative judgments and fines against the music industry trade group, the Recording Industry Association of America, RIAA. Microsoft had to view the downside to its move to save most likely a few $100,000 a year against millions in defending itself and tens of millions if they lost a multi-year lawsuit. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Glenn Fleischman, and this article will never expire.